Welcome to the Fine Food Freedom Podcast. This is your host, Sammy Previtt, registered dietitian, certified intuitive eating counselor, certified personal trainer, and the founder of Fine Food Freedom. Fine Food Freedom is a virtual private practice made up of a team of intuitive eating professionals, and we also just so happen to host this amazing podcast. This podcast is for you if you are ready to remove the guilt and shame associated to food, body, and movement. Our team is dedicated to helping you find food freedom and rediscover how to feel physically, mentally, and emotionally pleasant in your body. Please note that this podcast is for informational and educational purposes only and does not take place of professional therapy or medical care. We have tons and tons of free resources on social media, so I want to invite you to follow along at find.food.freedom on Instagram or Find Food Freedom on TikTok. You can always head over to findfoodfreedomresources.com to find out what current events, specials, and all things Fine Food Freedom that are going on. Also, if you enjoy this podcast, please make sure to subscribe, rate, and review. This helps other people find the podcast that really need it. And when you review, please leave some comments, some questions. Let us know what you want to hear more of. So thank you so much for being here. And we look forward to supporting you and walking alongside you on your food freedom journey. Now, let's get into it. Welcome back to the Find Food Freedom Podcast. This is your host, Sam Previtt, and I am so grateful that you are here. For those of you who are new here, I'm a registered dietitian, certified intuitive eating counselor, certified personal trainer, and the founder of Fine Food Freedom. And Fine Food Freedom is a virtual private practice made up of a team of registered dietitians and certified intuitive eating counselors. And our mission is to help you make peace with food and your body. And again, if you're new here, welcome. If you've been here a million times before, welcome back. Again, we are very, very grateful that you are here, and we are grateful most for the virtual connection that the internet and podcasting provides, because we've been able to service people from Egypt to Spain to UK, New Zealand, and of course, Canada, US, all over. But virtual connection is really made this possible for us. So I'm super excited because we have the Find Food Freedom Summer Series that we are doing. And we thought, what a better way to celebrate the summer months than to feature the most downloaded episodes of the Find Food Freedom podcast ever. And some of these episodes have like 6 times the downloads of what we usually get. And it makes sense when I looked at the episodes that really stood out. And, you know, as someone who listens to many podcasts, I think about how when I have a favorite podcast, I don't really go deep into the archives and listen to every single episode that this creator or person has, you know, recorded. And so I thought kind of the same thing for our listeners and for you is like, well, if you're new here, right? Or if you've just started listening, you know, recently, some of our, I don't want to say best episodes, because I think every episode is going to resonate differently with different people, but some of our most listened to or most downloaded episodes were a while back. And I want people to be able to see them and hear them and listen to them and utilize them. And, you know, thinking about how the summer months can be so triggering. Honestly, it's very similar to that new year, new you bullshit we hear in January. Summer messaging we often see in the media talks about, you know, fitting into our bikini or getting bikini body ready, or I forget the company that put the ad out for the short shorts this year, but the comment section was hilarious of people being like, what? This ad just totally missed the mark. Anyways, I digress. What I'm trying to say is summer can come you know, bring up a lot of super triggering messaging around diet culture. And so I wanted to really create this safe space on the Find Food Freedom podcast during the summer months to really dig into body image support and how to feel comfortable in your bathing suit and to talk about if you're gaining weight and comparing yourself to others, or if you're experiencing grief in your body, or just all of these really, really, really nuanced topics. So I'm excited. I'm so excited for this Find Food Freedom summer series on the podcast. Now, when you're listening to these podcast episodes in the coming weeks, if you find that you resonate so deeply and you're like, I need more support, like this podcast is great, it's helping me, I'm resonating with it, but I need more support, I am so thrilled to be able to say that our team of registered dietitians and certified intuitive eating counselors takes health insurance. Most people have no idea that they get coverage or have coverage with their health insurance to meet with a registered dietitian, specifically one on our team. So if you're looking for that support from an intuitive eating, health at every size, weight inclusive lens, you might have full coverage with our team, $0 copay. That means free one-on-one individualized support. And so I would truly say that the majority of people that work with our team had no idea they had this coverage until they got their benefits checked. And so we have such a seamless process for you to check your benefits. So you can go, there's many places you can go. You can go to Instagram where you can, if you're not already following, we would love for you to follow along. And that's find.food.freedom on Instagram. You can click the link in the show notes below, or you can go to findfoodfreedomresources.com to check your benefits. It's a very simple process where you're going to plug in your state that you live in, what insurance provider and plan you have, and we'll know pretty quickly if we accept your insurance. If we do, you're actually going to be able to book with a provider on the spot. Like a scheduler system comes up. You will see our 13 different providers. You'll be able to read their bios, see what they specialize in, see who you would connect with the most, and book your session there. And if you don't get to the scheduling page and you're like, wait, I don't see it, it doesn't mean we don't accept your insurance. It just means it's not an initial match and we might need a little bit more information just based on your plan and the coverage that you have. So again, you can click the link in the show notes or go to findfoodfreedomresources.com to check your insurance benefits and get the support that you so deeply want and need. And again, might have for free. I can't stress this enough. Like, this has been such a privilege and an honor to be able to offer this type of care and make it accessible to the masses and just all the lives that we've gotten to touch. And our providers are so incredible. So please, 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 you have nothing to lose. Go get those insurance benefits checked. And I'm just so grateful that you're here for the Find Food Freedom Summer Series. And let's get into it. One of the most popular, most downloaded episodes in Find Food Freedom podcast history. Here we go. Welcome back to the Find Food Freedom podcast. Today, we're going to jump in to a specific thing that was, I thought about this as an episode because a client and I actually unpacked this week in a session, but I also came to this statement, if you will, through an Instagram Q&A box. Those have been so great for inspiration when I just say, ask me anything, what do you want to know about? And someone had wrote this exact line, I unintentionally lost weight through my intuitive eating journey, and it's triggering. And so there's that I want to unpack today, but also
again, like I said, I was in session with a client this week and he's experiencing something similar where we've been working together for years and he's very advanced in his intuitive eating journey and his body is changing. And again, very unintentionally. And he didn't even notice it, but he's starting to get comments and comments and comments coming from others regarding his body changing or getting smaller and is finding it a little triggering. So this is a friendly reminder that complimenting weight loss is not a compliment. And if you're like, what? Tell me more about that. You can revisit a previous episode of the Find Food Freedom podcast that is literally entitled Complimenting Weight Loss is Not a Compliment. It was released just a few weeks ago. So I would visit that first because that's a great connector to this episode. Now, when it comes to today, I really first want to just set a foundation, right? Of the Find Food Freedom podcast as a registered dietitian and certified intuitive eating counselor, we are coming from an intuitive eating lens, which means this is a weight neutral lens, which means we do not celebrate changes in the body because they're seen as neutral. So if you're someone who, like, this is your first ever listen to the Find Food Freedom podcast, and you're like, what are you talking about? I want to lose weight. Why would I find that triggering? This may not be an episode for you. If you're newer to food freedom, if you're not really sure how weight and all these things correlate, I would start closer to the beginning of our podcast episodes. Now, for the rest of you, please know that this is for educational and informational purposes only. This is not in place of professional support from any medical professional. I am simply responding to a DM that I got on Instagram, as well as sharing some kind of behind the scenes of a session with a client that I had this week. All right. So let's talk about if you're someone who you've lost weight unintentionally, right? You are not, you're so far gone from or far away from dieting. You're not trying to intentionally shrink your body. You're on an intuitive eating journey. You're on a food freedom journey and you're noticing that your body is starting to unintentionally lose weight. And maybe you're someone who you don't weigh yourself anymore because we know that weighing ourselves doesn't serve us. Our weight does not determine our health or our worth. So maybe you threw away your scale and you can maybe start to read between the lines if your clothes are fitting a little looser, or maybe you've gotten a few comments from other people saying, oh my gosh, what are you doing? You look so good. Friendly reminder, it's never okay to comment on somebody's body. So that's where this came from, is I've gotten a lot of DMs about this. It's like, I'm unintentionally losing weight on my intuitive eating journey and it's triggering to me and I don't know what to do about it. I've had people go as far as saying, I want to stop intuitive eating. I'm feeling very physically, mentally, emotionally pleasant, but this is really triggering to me because I feel like I'm dieting again. So we're going to jump right in, I promise. In one second here, I do want to put a disclaimer that the mission of intuitive eating is not weight loss. If you are somebody who has maintained a size or gained weight on an intuitive eating journey, that does not mean you're failing. This looks different for everyone. Our bodies ebb and flow. Our bodies are supposed to change throughout our life. So even if somebody is losing weight on an intuitive eating journey unintentionally, this doesn't mean that this is going to continue or that their body is going to stay here, right? I want you to think of our body as like a wave in the ocean. We ride the wave through the different seasons. These waves will get bigger and smaller, and there's always fluidity in this. So let's go back to, why is unintentional weight loss triggering? So if you're somebody who's tried so hard to reject diet culture, you're walking away from dieting, you're not doing that anymore, you're not restricting, you're not listening to rules or meal plans or calorie counts or portion sizes, you've tried so hard to get away from diet culture, right? Well, let's go back to, what is diet culture, right? What is dieting? It is chasing intentional weight loss. All diets, no matter what the diet is, the goal that we're trying to achieve from dieting is having a smaller body, right? So if you're now not dieting, right? You're not counting calories. You're not restricting yourself. You're not tracking portions or macros or whatever it is, right? And your body starts to shrink. That is going to send off these big, like, red flashing alarms in your brain to, oh my gosh, are they dieting again, right? Are they doing something to harm me again? And that is totally normal to start to feel that way. Because what we have to remember is we're speaking about unintentional weight loss here. On an intuitive eating journey, if you are honoring your hunger and fullness cues, you're bringing satisfaction back to food, you're moving your body in ways that you enjoy, you're adopting coping mechanisms in addition to food that help you through really tough times, you have made peace with food, you're rejecting the diet mentality, right? I'm running through all of the principles here. You've implemented maybe gentle nutrition and started to increase nutrient density. Maybe you've even done some medical nutrition therapy and looking at different lab values or diseases and conditions and using movement and nutrition and stress management and sleep hygiene and some of these health promoting behaviors to help manage these disease states. Now, I just threw so much at you, but let's pretend that you've been doing all of that, right? And your body starts to unintentionally change. It is impossible to not get triggered by that or concerned by that. I don't want to say impossible because I've definitely had some people be like, oh, okay. But why I think it's more common than not for people to get triggered is because if you've been dieting for 5, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years, you have been so locked into chasing a smaller body that now that it's happening unintentionally, it's like, oh my God, am I dieting? So we have to come back to our intentions, which when we're looking at intuitive eating, we are trying to feel physically, mentally, emotionally pleasant in our body, right? And I just named a bunch of those things a few minutes ago of all of the things you could be working on that you probably realize none of those were related to shrinking the body. So if you start to do all of these things and your body starts unintentionally shrinking, it's still normal to be triggered by that because it's like, oh my gosh, am I dieting? When the sole purpose of dieting is to intentionally shrink the body. So the first place I'll go with clients is let's bring it back to intention. What is your intention behind your behaviors with food, with body, with movement, with everything that you're doing? And only you know what your intentions really are. So that's so important to recognize that even as an intuitive eating counselor and someone that supports clients and has a team of people that supports clients, we act as a support system. We are there to guide you and we're there to hold space for you. And only you know what your intentions really are. Something else I talked about with this client specifically this week is to just normalize this. Like, you do not need to feel guilt or shame if there's a part of you, even just one fiber in your brain that for a split second said, actually, I'm excited that I'm losing weight. Oh, I like that I'm losing weight. And then another part of you, like as soon as you have that thought, there might be another part of you that goes, why did I just have that thought? What the fuck? What's wrong with me? Am I dieting again? And I can't stress this enough that if there's a part of your brain that is excited about losing weight, you do not need to feel guilt or shame, but we need to get curious about why am I having that thought? Now, first off, I want to normalize that if you've been dieting for 5, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 plus years, there are neuropathways that have been created in your brain that are so ingrained to fat phobic belief systems of smaller is better and fatter is bad, right? Larger bodies are bad, smaller bodies are good. So we need to, the more that we get used to allowing thoughts to come and go without guilt or shame, right? Without judgment, and recognize if you have for a split second a thought that says, I'm happy that I'm losing weight, instead of judging yourself or shaming yourself, can you get curious? Why am I having this thought? Because what this thought supports is that smaller bodies are better, right? Or smaller bodies are more lovable, or smaller bodies are whatever that belief is, right? That came from diet culture. So get curious when you have that thought. And again, come from a neutral observer. You do not need to guilt yourself or shame yourself. This is something that is coming from a belief system that was deeply ingrained in you. You can, the fact that you are building awareness and coming to terms with the fact that, ooh, you know what? There was a part of me that liked that someone commented that my body was shrinking. What am I going to do with that? And again, this is normal. If you've dieted for 20 plus years and you used to chase that external validation that came from others, we like to be loved, right? We like to be sought after. We like to be accepted in our culture. But big disclaimer, let's go back to the episode. Complimenting weight loss is not a compliment. And there are many ways to be loved, accepted, connected to other human beings. And changing your body has nothing to do with how you get there. So what can you do now? If you're like, okay, I've noticed that I either enjoyed the comments that I've got from others about my body unintentionally changing, or it's triggering me. What do I do? And I've touched on this a little bit, but this would be where I really want you to hone in, grab a journal, grab your phone and pull out your notes page and get really honest about your belief systems. If I looked at you right now and said, what were your belief systems about body size when you were in the thick of diet culture, right? So when you were entrenched in dieting, what did you believe about body sizes? And then now, and for some of you, you may be like, I am entrenched in diet culture right now. No guilt or shame, right? That's totally fine. Then you're going to stick with just that question. And for those of you who are more far along on a food freedom journey, you're further in an intuitive eating journey. What are your belief systems that you currently hold or desire to be true about body sizes? So thin bodies, fat bodies, right? Smaller bodies, larger bodies. What do you believe about body sizes? And if you're saying, oh, that all of them are neutral, right? There's no hierarchy. There's no such thing as good and bad from a morality standpoint related to bodies, these kind of things. Then we can see, oh, well, then when this thought came up that I was excited about losing weight, that was serving a previous belief system that I held. And that is so normal. And then we can just let it go, right? We can just, boop, we're just going to let that pass through. We're going to let it go. And we're saying, that does not support my current belief system and what I'm working to do with healing relationship with food and body. So that would be the first place I would really encourage you. And even if you're not triggered by unintentional weight loss, maybe you're someone listening to this that you're like, I haven't unintentionally lost weight. All of us collectively together still need to challenge our belief systems around body size when we are healing our relationship with food and body. So this is a great exercise to do, whether you've unintentionally lost weight or not. Secondly, I would get really honest with the behaviors that you're engaging in, the intention behind it. And again, I know I kind of started with this in the episode, but I want to revisit this right now to help you walk away with tangible things that you can look at, okay? So when we come to some of the behaviors that we engage in around food, around movement, around sleep, stress management, what is your intention behind these behaviors? Is it to feel pleasant in your body, right? Is it because you enjoy doing them? Is it because it's something you genuinely want to do? Or do you find yourself engaging in certain behaviors because you feel like you have to? You feel like it's the right thing to do. You feel guilt and shame if you don't partake in these behaviors. And some of the behaviors I may be alluding to would be including nutrient dense foods into, you know, your diet. And I simply mean what you eat and drink when I say the word diet. Maybe hydration status. Maybe including movement that you enjoy, right? So movement specifically, are you moving your body because you want to and you enjoy it? Or are you moving your body because you feel like you have to burn calories for punishment? So this comes back to earlier in the episode, I said, only you know your intentions. So I want you to write down any health promoting behaviors that you feel like you engage in and what your intention is behind them. Is it for increased flexibility and range of motion and decreased physical pain in your body? Is it for increased aerobic capacity, right? And to keep up with your grandkids or your kids or your nieces or nephews running after them? Is it to get more nutrients in your diet and increase your fiber to keep your digestion regular, right? Is it to increase your hydration and help your digestion and absorption of nutrients, right? Like, these are some positive things. Now, if we look at this and flip it and say, the only intention for me when I'm looking at health promoting behaviors is it going to shrink my body? Then we know that, okay, some of the things that I'm engaging with, I might not be ready to implement some health promoting behaviors in this moment because I need to uncouple morality with food. I need to uncouple guilt and shame from food and movement. And I can't stress enough that only you know what your intentions are behind your behaviors. So to wrap this episode, these are some things that I think can be just very, very helpful if you have experienced unintentional weight loss in your intuitive eating journey. I want you to know as well, I said this at the beginning and I'll say it again, bodies are meant to change. Your body will continue to change throughout your entire life for so many different factors. But I can promise you this, no matter how your body changes, whether it's weight loss or weight gain, your worth as a human being is not tied to the size of your body. Your health is not tied to one data point. And that, my friends, will never change. So if you enjoyed this episode today and found it helpful, please share it with a friend, share it with a family member, share it with anyone. Please also rate, review, and subscribe, and feel free to leave any feedback of episodes you want to see more of, or maybe questions that you have with intuitive eating, because I love coming on here to myth bust and cover any topics where there's confusion. So thanks so much for being here, and I'll see you next week on the Find Food Freedom podcast.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Find Food Freedom podcast. Every single time you listen to an episode, it truly makes our dreams come true, helping people make peace with food, body, and movement. If you have not already, please make sure to head over to social media and give us a follow at find.food.freedom on Instagram or Find Food Freedom on TikTok. And if you resonated with today's episode and want more professional support, please head over to findfoodfreedomresources.com. This is where you can get your benefits checked to see if your health insurance will fully cover that one-on-one nutrition counseling with our team. And we also have so many other virtual resources there. So again, that's findfoodfreedomresources.com for all things Find Food Freedom and to get those health insurance benefits checked. If you have not already, I invite you to rate, review, subscribe, like, share this podcast with anybody that you think needs to hear it. The more that you share this podcast, the more that this message of intuitive eating and food freedom will be out in the world, which we so desperately need. Again, thank you for being here. I cannot wait to chat with you again soon on the next episode of the Find Food Freedom podcast.